Now, obviously, there are limits to what can be said about Tantric Buddhism, about Tantric meditation in a lecture. To begin with, there are limits of time. And I think I've probably gone a little over them already. But there are also limits of what we may describe as appropriateness or even a propriety. The Tibetan Buddhists, it might be interesting to recall, never have lectures on meditation. Not because they're not interested in meditation, but because they're too busy practicing it. It's only here in the West that we tend to have lectures on meditation. There, there's lots of practice and comparatively little talking. Here, I'm afraid, only too often there's lots of talking and very, very little practice. But there's no harm, at the same time, in our having a sound knowledge of the theory before we practice, or even while we are practicing. But sooner or later, of course, we do have to start practicing. We do have to get on with the practical side of things. May have something to say about that next week. Now, this evening, I propose to give a concrete example of a meditation belonging to the outer tantra. Obviously, I can't speak about the inner tantra. That's rather difficult. In fact, in a way, it's impossible, because it is said, it's one of the conditions of initiation into the inner tantra, that you don't speak about the practices of the inner tantra to anybody who hasn't received the same initiation. And there's much that is spoken about only amongst those who have themselves been initiated. So that's as regards the inner tantra, but regarding the outer tantra, we find that that is more open and more accessible. And we usually find it's the outer tantra, or practices belonging to the outer tantra, which are followed by lay people in Tibet and by ordinary monks. When I say ordinary monks, I mean monks who are just getting on with their own practices and who are not actually teachers. Now, there are many ways of practicing. There are many types, many methods. And I remember when I first myself came into contact with Tibetan Buddhism, and especially with tantric meditation, I was very, very much bewildered by the profusion of material. In fact, it took me several years even to start to get it all sorted out. Having perhaps a rather methodical and tidy mind, I wasn't quite happy with all these great heaps of unorganized material lying, as it were, all over the place. But it was very, very difficult to reduce them to any sort of order at all. So I think I'll just select almost at random one particular type of practice, one particular method of meditation, a tantric meditation belonging to the outer tantra, that is to say, which is very popular and widespread in Tibet. And this is the meditation on the green Tara.